Alex Jones, you Jew-lover motherfucking cuck-sucking son of a bitch pedophile homosexual whoremonger bitch. And your dad should have his fucking teeth pulled out with pliers and forced root canal all the way around. You piece of shit fucking Alex Jones, you motherfucker. Your mom is a fucking prostitute who fucking stood on the fucking corner where Home Depot was and serviced the Latino laborers 10 at a time. You piece of shit. As I predicted, it's all on record. We have the videos. Alt Media Radio, one word. Search it in YouTube. Alex Jones betrays Donald Trump. It started. We're here to document it, to fill our prediction. We know how this son of a bitch Alex Jones is, and I was in Dallas, Fort Worth the other day, talking with the globalist representative. They sought my consultation. They want to get rid of him, okay? And because I have his MO, and I have his playbook, and I dictate policy in the alternative media, they came to me and they said, what's the best way to neutralize this piece of shit, whoremonger, Jew lover Jones? And I gave him a few pointers. I was rewarded handsomely for it. And I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, Jones is going to have a lot of problems coming forward. I'm going to be there to mock and ridicule him all the way down to the gutter where he belongs. This motherfucker, Jones. You fuck you, Jones. So, here's the thing. That son of a bitch, Jones, who had his family broken up over some $400 an hour whore, by the way, it's all come out. It's all been figured out. Was feeling rejected, ignored, entitled to something from Donald Trump, and Donald Trump has given him nothing, no recognition at all. Even though the New York Slimes and the Washington Post and all the mainstream media reported that around about November 14th, 15th of 2016, after the election, that Alex Jones claimed falsely, because he's a Christian, that Trump called him and was going to come on a show in the coming weeks. Did not happen, and we're in April. It's nearly been 6 months. No Donald Trump on the show. Let's just be clear about the facts. And Jones, see, can't lie his way and say that Trump was actually on the show, because there's no proof of it. He could say, Trump calls me. He'll lie some more. He's a sociopath and a motherfucker and a liar fraud. And we're going to kick his ass. And his dad's ass. Just to be sure. And his mom will be left out on the corner because the Latino boys, the laborers, the day laborers, they need to be serviced. And they're into granny porn. So, and his mother, a former communist simp, just like him, a foreign agent. His mother was a foreign agent. He's a foreign agent. It's not like Obama. At least Obama worked for the CIA, and his mother worked for the CIA as a whore. Alex Jones' mother worked for the Israelis and the Russians as a whore. And it's all on RT. Just search RT Alex Jones. You'll see. It's clear that he's a foreign agent working for Putin Propaganda Front International. Okay? It's all on record. It doesn't matter what he says. He could flap his lip and grind his jowls all day long. We have the evidence. Okay? Hates America, goes on RT, and plays into RT's game, which is to discredit America and exalt Putin. And never a discouraging word will be heard about Putin by Alex Jones or Garold Celente or James Rickards or any of the other... Adam Kokesh and other assholes that go on RT to criticize America and fulfill the dream of Putin, that these Americans are so stupid they are useful idiots in the Stalinesque interpretation. Alex Jones, you motherfucker. Fuck you, man. Fuck you up your ass, you son of a bitch. Foreign agent. You've already betrayed Trump, and you're going to continue along with you and that piece of shit old graybeard David Knight. That motherfucker, too. Another fucking bullshit Christian. Liar, fraud, scum. Coward, just like you, bitch. You're worse than a bitch. Because I was the only person to recognize the lies and bullshit. Even though printed in the New York Times, I don't believe it. Because I know Trump had no connection with Jones. Post the December 2015 Skype interview. And I went on record, plus I heard from my contacts behind the scenes in the State Department, NSC. So, plus I get word to Trump in my own ways. And I have said, I've advised that he stay away from Alex Jones. And he has taken this advisement, and I have the video as well to prove on Alt Media Radio Trump distancing himself from Alex Jones and Roger Stone. And that is exactly what has happened to this very moment from March 30th, 2016, before the election, through to April 7th, 2017. There has been zero contact between Jones and Donald Trump at all. Nothing at all. Now, there have been claims by Jones, but he's a whoremongering liar fraud. And none of it has been substantiated by Team Trump at all. And Alex Jones feels, he knows what the truth is. He knows I'm right. He feels rejected. He feels used. He feels underappreciated, etc., etc. So now, as I predicted, he's biting back at Trump. He's stabbing Trump in the back. Because Trump refuses to recognize him. And Alex Jones's lies are being revealed. Now, Alex Jones is able to bullshit his audience of stupid shits into thinking that he's being truthful and accurate. And I feel sorry for that audience. But they have themselves to blame. I never believed it. I know the difference between right and wrong. I know the difference between truth and lies. And I went on record, one of the few people in the world, if not the only person in the world, when that thing came out in the New York Times, I knew it was a lie and a fraud, and I predicted it would not happen. And I have been proven on that as right as well, and I also predicted the betrayal, because I knew I could connect the dots, hip bone to the knee bone to the fibula bone to the toe bone, okay? I know how these things, I have his MO. Case closed. So Alex Jones, you stupid piece of shit, for ever saying those lies, etc., only cemented my predictions against you. You doubled down and you lost to me, you motherfucker. And we're going to shut you down and kick your ass in the InfoWars.